You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this 29th day of October, Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner at World Weather Incorporated joins us to look at the weather forecast. Farmers in our area are beginning to wrap up their harvest season. Will they have open weather to finish up, or are there some delays? Maybe a few that will come over the next week.
Well, yes, I think there will be a few delays, but not a general problem. We do have a little reinforcing shot of cold air that will be coming in from Canada as we go through the day tomorrow and on into Friday. And as that cool air comes in, it will squeeze more moisture out of the atmosphere just because the temperatures are so much colder behind this this frontal boundary. So we'll probably see some rain and snow, actually, fall across the Great Lakes region, Wisconsin and Michigan, starting tomorrow night. And it will shift right on down into portions of Ohio, Indiana, and eastern Kentucky as we move through the morning on Friday, and probably even still seeing some shower activity on Friday afternoon, although by then the air mass will have moderated somewhat. It'll be mostly a light rain, but there will not be a lot of field work that will occur during that period of time. After that, there will be another frontal system that will come across the Midwest early next week. This will be mostly a Sunday-Monday event for the western Corn Belt, and Monday, Tuesday, maybe lingering a little bit Wednesday morning in the eastern Midwest. And what's interesting about this frontal boundary is it comes through relatively weak with only light amounts of precipitation. But there's a tropical cyclone that's going to be forming off the southwest coast of Mexico over the next couple of days. And that system is expected to work its way closer to the Mexico coast, and the moisture from it will stream across northeastern Mexico into parts of Texas and ultimately into part of the southwestern Corn Belt. So places like Missouri and Illinois, southwestern Indiana, western Kentucky, down into the Delta may end up with some greater amounts of rainfall with this frontal system next week. This would probably end up being a Monday-Tuesday event in those areas. The rest of the Midwest, only a short-term disruption to farming activity.
If you turn your attention to South America, they had some troubles getting started with their planting season and were waiting on rainfall. Has that arrived in Brazil?
In some places, yes, and some places, no, but it is working its way into the region. Every area in Brazil will get rain at one time or another over this next full week to 10 days, and some areas will get it more than once. It'll be sufficient to support that planting process and to get these crops pointed in the right direction, so it won't be long before the conversation in the marketplace turns back to where we were in September, talking about a large crop from South America again.
Are you worried about their safrina crop, given the lateness of the beginning of the growing season for them?
Certainly, the planting is far enough behind for this main crop that planting of the second season crop will be delayed, and that is a concern. Frost and freezes at the other end of the growing season can be a threat to some of that second season crop. So we'll have to watch that. They can always go to a shorter variety, and perhaps that would be an option for these folks that have the biggest delay so far. But that's something that we'll have to be speculating about, I think, over the next few weeks.
Drew, thanks so much.
Have a good afternoon.
You too, Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm Todd Gleason.